Will you please join me in a word of prayer? Precious Father, as we begin this time of Lent, we ask that your Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us along a pathway where we will examine our hearts before you. How grateful we are that during this time, as with all of the moments of our lives, we do not have to travel alone, but that your Holy Spirit leads and guides us. And for that we praise you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I want to begin this evening by reading a portion of Scripture for you, and I invite you to join your hearts with mine as I share these words from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower in the field, for the wind passes over it and is gone. Its place is known no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you, his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Some years ago, when talking with a particular pastor, I asked him this question. What part of your ministry do you feel has proven the most heartwarming? He thought for a moment and then responded by telling me that in his experience, one of the most moving gestures of his many years of ministry occurred whenever he marked the foreheads of the members of the church with ashes on Ash Wednesday. The pastor said that when he intoned the words that traditionally mark this beginning of the season of Lent, he always felt a loving closeness to these ones he shepherded, and that he was reminded again of the great privilege he had to serve Christ and his kingdom. Traditionally, when a pastor places the ashes upon the forehead of a congregant, the pastor intones these words, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return." There's a startling quality to this short sentence. They're not easy words to utter. even in our deepest spiritual thoughts, dust making is not the aim of life. At first blush, the mark of the cross on someone's forehead seems antithetical and out of place. This blackened mark does not really seem to belong on the forehead of someone who identifies as a devoted follower of the great King Jesus and who is striving to walk along the pathway of life that God has so graciously laid out before him or her. But it is so very important to understand that the Christian community must prepare for the celebration of the suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by first passing through a time of solemn examination of each person's own heart, mind, and life. During this time of serious introspection, we each must consider the length, width, and depth of our own lives. We must examine our state of obedience or disobedience to the instructions God has given us in His precious written word. We must compare our lives to the life of our sovereign Lord. We must ask this question: are we, in fact, living in such a way that through our deliberate choice and through the enablement of the Holy Spirit, we are becoming more and more like Jesus? As we spend time considering who we are and who we are becoming, we will determine to allow the season of Lent to be a time of renewal and transformation. For we Christ ones, the season of Lent offers us a time for sincere self-examination. These 40 days between tonight and Easter Sunday morning, for the season of Lent purposely excludes the 6 intervening Sundays, offer us a time to open our hearts to the leading of the Holy Spirit as He moves toward a fuller expression of God's love and grace. We ponder our habits, our fears, our anxieties, our actions, and our inactions. We seek to discover anything that erects a barrier between us and the full fellowship we have with God through His Son and with one another in our community of faith, in our families, and in our connection to those whom God brings across our pathway and for whom we hold the marvelous and mysterious truth of God's mercy, grace, and love. In the liturgical service for Ash Wednesday, we find these words: I invite you in the name of Christ to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, self-denial, and giving to those in need, and by reading and meditating on the written word of God. So we must take note that during the season of Lent, God offers us an opportunity to move through a time of self-examination into a time of prayer, fasting, and self-denial. The season of Lent offers us the privilege of embarking on a direct pilgrimage toward a greater spiritual awareness and a deeper spiritual growth. By purposely meditating on the written word of God, we have the great privilege to consider the enormity of the sacrifice that our Savior has made in our behalf. We follow the way in which He prepared His disciples for His suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension. With determination in these last days before His suffering and death, Jesus taught His disciples the key truths they would need in order to carry the message of God's mercy, love, and grace into all the world. So, my dear ones, as we embark on this journey through the season of Lent, I urge you to enter into this time with a sobriety of spirit. And at the same time, I urge you to travel along the pathway of these 40 days with a growing sense of inner joy as together we consider the love of God, a love that simply cannot be measured, a love that God has so graciously and kindly poured out upon us through the sacrificial gift of His precious Son, Jesus. In the seriousness of these days, we must also be confronted with the blessed reality that God has chosen us to belong to Him. He looks on us as His dearly loved children. Our Savior has suffered and died for us. He has risen from the grave for us. He has ascended to the Father for us. And as a result, one day we will join Him for all eternity. Truly, in these moments and in this place, God calls on us to carefully and prayerfully ponder this thought. During this season of Lent, let us consider what Christ's sacrifice really means. Again, during this season of Lent, let us consider what Christ's sacrifice really means. Amen.